If you need to get your house in order, have a baby. Well, that's extreme. But I remember anticipating the arrival of our first child. Our house was transformed. Anything dirty got washed. Everything broken finally got fixed. Creepy crawlies were taken out. And all things fitting for a new baby were welcomed in. As a parent, I was compelled to set things right, which included setting some things aside so our baby daughter could take her place as a new child in our family. Maybe you can relate to this experience, or maybe you can relate to Mary and Joseph's experience as they anticipated the birth of Jesus. Imagine not being able to provide a proper place for their baby. In fact, Jesus had to enter the world in the muck and mire of a dank and dark stable while sleeping in a manger. Spiritually, I'm sure we can all identify with that. Nobody can provide a fitting place for the arrival of God's own Son. Yet, here we are on Advent, celebrating and anticipating the arrival of Jesus. In this celebration, we're reminded once again of the Father's amazing love. God doesn't wait till we get our spiritual house in order before giving us this precious gift of His Son. In fact, we receive His precious gifts when we find Him wrapped with the gift of sanctification. That's a theological word that means being set right or set apart. In other words, He gets our house in order. In His love for us, the Father chose to set us apart for Himself so we could become His beloved children. In Jesus' birth, we are the babies the Father is preparing a place for. This is His will. Listen to how the author of Hebrews put it. And by that will, we've been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This sacrifice is the perfect once-for-all offering given to us in Jesus' birth and finalized in His death. It's the whole life of Christ that brings us to a life of wholeness in Him. He set everything right for our arrival. So if you're feeling like your house is not in order for Christmas, you don't really need to have a baby. Just recognize that Jesus was born so that the Father could have you. I'm Jeff Broadnax, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.